السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
says about 15 to 16 years ago, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth, may Allah have mercy on his soul, had painted the picture of the situation of the world, and whatever harm the Muslims have suffered by at the hand of their own people and at the hand of the enemy, and they are continuing to inflict that harm, and especially the situation of the world, and which is creating more unrest and disturbance, and the Western countries, because of their self-interest, the situation they are creating among the Arab world, or they were doing then, and they are continuing doing. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth had painted this picture in his sermons, and had given many speeches and sermons, and had given some suggestions and proposal to the Muslims to come out of this situation, and had reminded the Jamaat to pray for the world of Islam, because the circumstances were most dreadful through which the Islamic world is passing, especially the Arab world. The suggestions he had given to the Islamic world, it is quite obvious that, as always, the Islamic leaders, neither they paid attention nor they ever have paid attention. And the analysis he has done and the conclusions which he had made, and we saw the outcome exactly according to his analysis and conclusions. After 10 or 15 years atrocities, the way Iraq has been destroyed, all those situations are before us. Even today, they are trying to reverse the previous government, and despite bringing a new democratic rule, the fire which is raging, and the fire that was lit up then, that fire is gathering strength day by day. Now in the newspapers, everywhere there is a great uproar that there is danger in Iraq, and they had made a most dreadful air attack, and they said that there were some insurgents which they had to destroy and kill. So this fire which was raging continued to rage, and certainly an Ahmadi's heart suffers, because those who call themselves Muslim, those who attribute them to Islam, their circumstances are most dreadful. And therefore, with the deep pain, we should pray for the Muslim Ummah, that is the community of Islam. Allah may save them from their mutual enmity and the enmity from others. May Allah give the leadership of Islam in the hands of those who are intelligent, who are not selfish. Unfortunately, so far the leadership of the Muslims, whatever they have gained, with a few exceptions, all the leaders have been given preference to their personal interest, and those who were serving the nation and the internal and external conspiracies have defeated them. Recently I looked through a book which is of an American. He has painted the picture of the methods their own country use, because he has been working in important offices, and he says that how through various companies the Western countries and the America takes the third world under their control, and they subjugate them for good. According to the author, if through various financial institutions they are giving financial aid to these countries, if they give them an aid of $100, then in fact only $3 out of it are being used for the benefit of that country, and the rest is for their own good. It says that about Arab countries and Iran have a great importance, that is in the eyes of America or in the eyes of the Western countries. Therefore, to keep them subjected is most essential. And he wrote that the oil reserves of Iraq, and they also have some water reserves which also has importance, which is the rivers there, and therefore this region has great importance. According to some of his estimates, there are more reserves, oil reserves in Iraq compared to Saudi Arabia, and geographically it is also of great importance, therefore it cannot be ignored. And this is what the picture which the writer has painted. Some people think he is wrong, but the situation later shows that whatever he has written, it was right, because the things which were Hazrat Khalifatul Masih has described in his sermons according to the news then, that is when the Iraq was attacked in 1998, the Western leaders have given statements that we had no interest in oil reserves of Iraq. If we have any interest, it is to establish peace in the world. Therefore, anyone who harms peace, it is necessary to punish them. And you can see that this punishment is so severe and so prolonged that 16 or 17 years have passed, they continue to punish them. This is also a misfortune of the Muslims, that rather than resolving their own problems, they are under obligation to these Western countries. In this book he has made it clear what are the basis of their claims about the oils there. They are interested in Iran also for the same reason. And by not listening to the West, they have already started discussing how to control them and how to take action against them. Because for a long time, the government of Iran, they want to end it and establish the democracy of their own choice. The author has also written that in the time of Shah of Persia, there was a prime minister, this was in 1951 or thereabout, he had taken an action against a Western company, oil company. Then Iran, they had created such a situation that in Iran, that is, they created, they arranged and organized processions against the Iranian government, and the government ended, and then they forced the king of Persia to do what they wanted. There was also as another statement recently in the newspapers that these days the restrictions which America wants to make against their atomic research, if Iran did not accept it, the situation will be created that the public can be set against their leaders. They can create restlessness among them, that they can rise against the rulers. And they also will try to put restrictions, economic restrictions. All these things prove, whether it is Iran, Iraq, or any other Islamic country, that against the Islamic country such steps are being taken, and they will continue to be taken. Especially such countries who have many resources. And there are possibility that they can rise to the level of advanced countries. Or about them, some of the Western countries fear that they may rise against them and differ with their policies. And therefore, they take action against such countries. So it is a point of reflection and pondering for the Islamic countries that they should learn their lesson. They were advised 1600 years ago, 16 years ago, and they ignored it, that advice. Now they should reflect again. But unfortunately, the public of Iraq is not learning their lesson in the hand of a wrong leadership who have their own personal interest. Oh, they are tools in the hands of foreign rulers. The public are misled and they start killing each other. They had attacked the tombs recently, and they were their own people who died. The sectarianism have made them blinded. So whatever they do, their own people killed. Only one or two foreign soldiers die, but most of them are their own people who die. This is no wisdom, and what justice there is that they are doing such misdeeds. And because of their actions, the Western countries who have come there to establish justice and democracy, they are taking benefit and self-interest. Rather than throwing some of the people out, their own people withdraw their army, they are trying to find excuses to stay there. And they say that our program has been completed and we will now withdraw. But these actions of the Muslims are giving them excuses to continue. Of course, it is right that they have started some fear amongst the foreign armies, but the rulers who have their ego more important to them than anything else, they are trying to find some excuse to pull out. But those countries who are involved in the Iraqi war, they have financial and economic advantages. Therefore, they will try their best that they will establish the government of their own choice in these countries so that in the reconstruction of that country, they can fill their own treasures with the wealth, with their oil wealth. There was a news in the paper that in the reconstruction work, these people have earned billions of dollars. It is their wealth they are trying to spend on them, and they also doing favor to them and say how quickly we have provided water and electricity and are building roads, and we have done such reconstruction work. They are doing this, but at the same time they are filling their own coffers. This is most worrying situation. And in his sermons of the crisis, Middle East crisis, he has said that such people that you should not interfere. These people who are fighting will look after it, but the Muslim countries continue to back the Western countries and continue to do so. If Muslim countries join together and say that we will establish peace by joining our forces, if the Western nations pull out from here, then maybe there will be some possibility of peace in Afghanistan, in Iraq and other places, and the situation is the same in Afghanistan. Iran is also going to be suffer with these dreadful aims, but maybe they will it will be saved if the Western nations pull out. But they are fighting brother to each other. If they were to act upon the hadith that a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim and keep this command of Allah, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَاصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that the Muslims are brother to each other, you should keep reconciliation between them and fear Allah so that you are shown mercy and compassion. As I have just said, that if in Iraq the Muslim were to try to establish reconciliation and truce, they may find some solution. Otherwise, this unrest and the murder of a Muslim at the hand of another Muslim, we don't know how long it will continue. And they are also having evil eye on Iran. And what they are saying is that we are doing for peaceful aims. And that the Iran is using atomic powers and energy for peaceful means, but they cannot even do that. And they say that they will use it for wrongful means. But all these people think that they have power to do whatever they like and no one else can do so. So if the Muslims were to join together, sit together like brothers, join Iran with them, and were to make sure and give a surety to the world that we are Muslim countries, we will not do anything wrong, we will do for the welfare of these countries, do not interfere in our affairs, then everything will, all problems will be solved. But also at the same time, you should also give us this surety that you will never interfere in our affairs in future. If we want some help for reconstruction, we will ask for you, ask you for that. But you must not do any military action, take any military action against us. But unfortunately, Muslim countries cannot do such things and cannot give such surety, because the lack of taqwa, righteousness and fear of God, they are deceiving each other. Take for example Saudi Arabia, that Khalifa al-Masih Rabi also had cited that example, that their rebellion against the Muslim country is historic and has always been deceiving other countries. As I have just mentioned, that writer of in America, he has also written that Saudi Arabia is such imprisoned by in the power of America that they cannot free itself. America has given the surety to maintain the present rule that you will protect our interest. Allah's command is to follow righteousness. If that has ended, how can they establish peace? Whereas because of Mecca and Medina, the ruling family and the Saudi Arabian government can influence the Muslim countries a great deal if they follow righteousness. And rather than having fear of America and of West, they should have fear of God and prove that they have fear of God. Then the whole Muslim world, the Muslim countries who are have complained against them, they will be ready to accept their proposals. But they have now become taken bad name, that even if they have good intentions and try to do some effort, it will take many years to establish their honor. So Allah, who has promised to help the Muslim, it is conditional to fear of Allah. If they leave the worldly desires, and as the signs are obvious that after Iraq, they will put more restrictions on Iran. And they said they will not attack, but it is not unlikely that they will attack. And then other countries will also find excuse, and they will be destroyed. And one by one, all the Muslim countries will be moving towards their own destruction. If there is any means of survival, then those who have natural resources, they will be giving those natural resources to these Western countries' economies. So the Islamic, it is necessary to remind the Islamic world, and the caliphs of Jamaat have tried to explain things to them in the past. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II explained the whole situation to them. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV also explained to them 16 or 17 years ago, but these people totally ignored them. Rather, in every Muslim country, they were trying to oppose Ahmadis more than previously. And if they were not to pay attention to what we are advising them, but every Ahmadi should pray for the Muslim and also try to advise them and explain to them that the lost honor of Ummah can only be recovered, that you should follow taqwa and try to be brotherly to each other. Whatever intelligent minds they have, whatever leadership there is, they should sit together and ponder that in different times they have been trying to unite the Muslim Ummah, and should look after and protect the Islamic countries, and they did establish an Islamic organization. But even now, in every matter, they depend on the Western countries. Neither they could join and unite Arabs that they can show their power, nor in a higher circle the Muslim countries could unite together and use their influence. What are its causes? We have mentioned many reasons, and I have explained them, and Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV had also explained. But one more important, most important reason is these people do not want to come to it. That is, that Allah has commanded that you should follow the path of taqwa, righteousness. And this path in this time cannot be followed without believing in Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, when it is said that if Muslim Ummah were to follow taqwa, then according to the promises of Allah, they will be shown divine compassion and they will be saved from day to day problems and suffering. But this is a great if, as I said, that these people don't want to come to it. To believe in the Imam of the time no question arises, they don't even want to think about it. So the responsibility of an Ahmadi is not just this much, that to whatever extent he can, they should try to explain to them that the Muslims should unite so that they can establish their honor, and the enemy should think before they attack them, because the Muslims are also a power, or the Ahmadis should pray for them, because prayer is also a most important thing, and it is the most essential weapon. At the same time, with a proper scheme, they should make the Muslim believe that without believing the Imam of the time, neither you can gain power nor you can develop righteousness. There is sectarianism in every country, and people are divided and split. Then because of that sectarianism, one country is enemy to another country, and they are a tool among the foreign powers. And this is the reason why Christianity have attacked Arab countries a great deal. I saw some children books about in the stories they are showing the superiority of Christianity over Islam, and the eventual result is that a Muslim child is despairs and thinks about Christianity. And these days, because the English language is considered essential for progress in the world, therefore, with the excuse of teaching them English, they are also teaching them such stories. And this is also a long-term plan. Christianity itself as a religion is ending in these countries, and people have no contact with religion. They are Christian only in name. And in their opinion, through this means that if you were to mislead the children through these stories, the people will be alienated from Islam. And this way, that such countries who have the oil resources and other natural resources, without any fear, they can be controlled. Then in the Arab world, they are also raising many objections against Islam. Even the scholars of Egypt, they do not rebut those objections. And what we have heard is that this is their proper plan, and they have been told not to reply to those objections. So this is their situation. If today anyone has the courage to reply to them, it is Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and with the grace of Allah in the Arab world, through MTA programs, Mustafa Sabit Sab's program was broadcast. It is having great impact. Many people have welcomed it and praised it. So the way the Western people can tell their own plans, what are their methods, how to control other countries, that how through business, through helping governments, and unfortunately the Muslims join them quickly, and then through power, that those who do not believe, they attack them. Now, as I have said, that this is a new method which they have adopted to mislead the children through stories. And they are following this through the Christian teaching to attack Islam, that you should explain the beauties of Christianity through these books. and alienate Muslims about Islam. They know that whatever the qualities of Christianity they will publicize, the Muslim will not be able to reply it, because only Ahmadis can respond to them, and we have many publications to do that. So they have lost their powers of thinking how the Islam is being attacked, how the Islamic countries are being harmed. And as I just said, that they have to lose this intelligence and wisdom, because in this time, according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam is the one who could reply to it, and only believing in him you had to revive the honor of Islam in the world. Because the way in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah had reformed the people through him and had made them to follow the commands of Sharia law, and had made them a one nation and had given them great power. And likewise today, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this honor had to be established only through promise to Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, because according to the prophecies that the latter days, which were after 1000 years, Mahdi and Messiah had to be raised. Then it was not automatic that people will know the wisdom and intelligence. Only those people had to benefit from it who had to believe in that Messiah and Mahdi. Now, according to the command of Allah, this righteousness, this wisdom and knowledge had to be established only through promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the prevalence of Islam, predominance of Islam, had to be established only by those who believe in promised Messiah. As Allah says, وَآخَرِنَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, that it was through the Messiah, they have been joined and united through promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and these are the people who will spread this wisdom and intelligence in the world, and have to give them the lesson of taqwa, fear of Allah and righteousness. And this is the destiny of Allah, this is his decree, Allah who has the wisdom and who is almighty. This will not be done by some cleverness of people, but following taqwa, the paths of taqwa, and will only be gained through that. And for taqwa, Allah had sent his representative and has given his commands, and through that representative, who immersing in the deep love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been made Messiah, and through him the second emergence of Islam has to happen. Therefore you'll have to do preaching and explain to people, no matter how cleverness they show, and they can show their powers by taking out processions, but according to the cunning of these Western nations, no action can be successful. Therefore Ahmadis should pay much attention towards supplication to God. And to pray for the Ummah of the Holy Prophet is the greatest prayer, because they are facing most difficult times. Then there was a news about Syria, that there are hard times going to be faced by them, but that matter was put off. Maybe they have accepted certain conditions. but the danger still remains. Now, as I said, that they are after Iran. And gradually they are tightening the noose around them. And these actions against these countries can also be a basis for world war. Therefore, you need to pray, and an embassy should try to the end that these problems can be put off and these difficulties can be removed, and we have nothing with us except prayer, and that this is the greatest mean that we should pray. Allah had told the promised Messiah through revelation that you should pray for the Ummah of Islam. One prayer I will mention here: Rabbi Aslih Ummatan Ummata Muhammadin. O my Lord, reform the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, for their reform, you need to supplicate a great deal, and you can only see the result once in the one way that they can accept the Imam of the time, so that they can be saved from those afflictions which are the earthly as well as heavenly. Otherwise, no effort of reform can succeed. Any effort you will do opposed to the Imam of the time can neither be successful at an individual level nor can say be saved on a national level, and nor can one can establish peace through personal effort. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that how far you will succeed. It is a great mistake to think that you will gain something without guidance from God. Allah always had raised prophets for reform. When the prophets are raised, then it looks that there is great unrest in the world, and brother is split from brother, and thousands of people are destroyed. In the time of Hazrat Noah, the people were destroyed through storm, great storm, and then also Pharaoh were destroyed in the time of Moses. Only the words cannot reform people. The words should have a soul in them. Those who read the Holy Quran and did not even understand that the guidance come from God and from heaven, what did he understand? He understood nothing. Therefore, you should tell the Muslims that all these commandments, all these glad tidings of the victories of Islam are to be found in the Holy Quran, and they are destined through Islam. Inshallah, Islam will prevail. This is our faith. But despite this, they are not believing in the Imam. The Muslims who have the power, they are Muslim countries who have not believed the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, their situation is worsening day by day. What is its reason? It's obvious, as I have said, the reason is that they have denied the Imam of the time, and as a result of their denial, they have lost the path of righteousness. And when you lose the path of fear of God, then the effort of reform is like struggling in darkness. May Allah make the Muslim understand this. that they should believe in the Imam of this time, so that by following the path of righteousness, they can resolve their inner problems, internal problems, and also protect themselves from outer attacks. The advent of promised Messiah is for the whole world, not just for the Muslims. Therefore, we should pray for the non-Muslims as well. These rich countries, if they were to not use the poor countries for economic benefit or to for their own selfish interest, if they want to subjugate them, and this is injustice. And the hadith says that you should help even the oppressor, and the oppressor is helped by stopping him to do oppression. We cannot stop them with our force, therefore the only means is prayer. And we do possess the power of prayer. But the prayer is the greatest weapon. And we must use it. And as far as possible, we should use it. We should pray for the whole of humanity. Then with contact with the preaching, and there are various means these days, tell the people that the path to which you are moving, or your rulers are taking, they are the path towards destruction. The way you are spending the money in bombs and for destruction, if you use that money by keeping the poor countries to stand on their feet, and also for reconciliation, if you are sincere and want to establish peace in the world as you claim, then even half of that expense will you can gain all these things which we hope. It should be to establish true peace. May Allah so destine that they understand this, and the public in these countries should develop the realization, and that they stop them, their leaders and their rulers, from oppression which they are unleashing against the poor countries. Hazrat Musleh Maud had mentioned a great point, that as long as the world will not understand that the love of the country and love of humanity can gather together, until then there can be no peace. So when you will worry about humanity, only then you will establish peace, when you are worried about the whole humanity, and for that you have to be sincere. May Allah enable them to do so. Otherwise, when the oppression increases, then Allah's punishment comes into play. And through natural disasters, it shows its work. And in this time, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given this warning to the whole world. Whoever will transgress, he will be punished by Allah. May Allah have mercy. And do not show us these destructions, but show us such sites that where all the countries and all the nations can unite together, and recognizing their Creator, should come under one standard, which is the standard of Islam. Allah may also enable us that with our prayers, with our effort, we do our utmost.
الحمد لله من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله